Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Sonic Truth. an audioscape podcast. So, welcome back, Chris.
Thank you.
So, he's been missing for the last couple episodes, but we are, schedules are finally well.
Yes.
All that stuff. Let's introduce our guests while we're here, because this, we're going up really quick. So, you want to introduce yourself? Look at that. It's
What's
Rome,
going
everybody.
On? My name's Rome, singing Sublime with Rome, and Roman Duddy. It's a lot of Rome.
Roman, yeah.
I love hearing you announce the name of your bands and then yourself.
It's so much. It's so self-indulgent. It's like what marketing, I guess, should be, right? Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And to my left.
Oh, yep. And over here we have.
I'm Duddy. I sing and play guitar in the Dirty Heads, and I am one half of the Rome and Duddy project.
Again, ding.
So.
Well, yeah, no, we're stoked, man. We had a private event. I don't even think you guys know this, so I'll tell you the backstory of why we're even here.
Okay.
We had a private show last night for a really cool surf magazine company.
No, it wasn't a surf magazine company.
It was just at their bar.
The guy who put that on owns like five bars right on that like area,
wow. So he just
area.
Threw it in that spot.
So he threw
anyway,
it.
We had a sick private show last night. It was really awesome. Show went great. And we were all sitting back in the hotel and like, you know, drinking. And we had, you know, an early flight out today. And we were thinking, you know, we just dropped this new song and it could be really awesome. You know, Gator, I heard you work for a really rad music company that makes some like really badass gear that I'm a big fan of. I said, Gator, I have two questions for you, and just shoot them to me straight. I'm like, how far is where you live from here? He's like, about an hour and 25. I'm like, okay. I'm like, does, you know, Audioscape have a studio we can possibly use tomorrow? And he's like, I can call and see what's up. And then boom, the whole entire day unfolded. You guys were cool enough to be like, we woke you up in the middle of the night.
Yep.
God bless you.
Yep. Yeah.
We were 2 a.m. drinking tequila, but just thinking about like really putting together the raddest day. Cause we have this new song out called Costa Mexico, and he lives in California. I live in Nashville, and it could be difficult for us to get together and like be able to, you know, like promote our stuff, our songs, and make like awesome content, you know, for all of our music. So we're like, let's stay in this paradise for an extra day. Go come hang out with you guys. Check out your guys' awesome shop, you know, like check out, you know, the HQ and come and do the podcast, record some songs and just bro down and make it a whole day. So here we are.
It was half to get good work done, but it was also half because we were like, how do we get out of this 3:30 lobby call that we have? It was just, ugh.
I tried to play it off too, that like you guys didn't wake me up. Gator.
I mean, I would be concerned if you were just like wide awake at like 3 a.m.
Don't put it past
Gator?
Me.
How's it going, bro? Yeah.
Don't put it past me. I got a child, and sometimes the middle of the night's the only time I get to myself. Rob called me Gator.
Shout out to Rob.
He called me and he's like, I didn't wake you up, did I? And I was just like, no. And I tried to play it off because like he said that he was with you. He was like, he's like, hey, I'm with Rome. I didn't wake you up, did I? And I was just like, I'm just really high. Like,
I just
tried to play it off as if, I was like, I'm just going to try to be on their level and just make it seem like I'm way cooler than I am. So I'm pretty cool, but, just wanted to make sure, but here we are. So, I mean, obviously, we've talked on Instagram a few times, you and I.
Yeah, and I didn't know it was you, the man behind the mirror, you know?
Well, no, he's the man behind, like, the mirror.
Well, like, he's the man behind the big mirror. You're the man behind the IG mirror, social media and stuff, right?
Yeah, anytime marketing. Anytime somebody, that's basically, I don't know, it's a lot of hats right
now.
Yeah, sometimes they'll flip off. Sometimes Nicole jumps on there and answers some stuff, too.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that was, like, what was really cool about checking out your guys' like, headquarters today was just kind of seeing how everybody was, like, it seemed like a really kind of like family vibe.
Oh,
like
totally.
It wasn't all yeah. like separated and everybody was like, you know, doing their own thing. Like it seemed like everybody was kind of like, you know, like a community.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
cool, man. It looked like everybody was really happy, and it's probably why your guys' gear is so good.
Yeah. It's kind of like a, especially outside and you eat lunch, it's like a Muscle Shoals kind of vibe, you know? Like
yeah, the baseball field.
Yeah, that's what we were going for. You know,
like yeah, that's just a beautiful spot, man. Yeah, the sun comes down to the trees and everything.
Trying to capture that magic in the gear. So it's yeah. gotta, you know, yeah. get there with the spot that you're in, you know.
It's, I mean, especially like you guys were saying, like, you know, you're bouncing back from like, you know, the hurricane. It's like.
Yeah. Yeah. The hurricane a few months ago, back in September. Yeah.
That's wild, man. That was such a bummer to hear about that.
Yeah. We were just at the beach and saw some.
Oh, yeah. Hurricane Nicole. Is what tore up the beach.
Yeah, after. That one. That
oh, the second yeah. one. Yeah, Ian. Yeah, Ian tore, kicked our butt, and then the beach side really got it with Nicole.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah it. Yeah, I think Ian loosened up the ground.
yeah, right. And then Nicole
took it out. Yeah. So, yeah, if you go to Wilbur by the Sea, you'll see a bunch of houses like falling into the ocean, like it the whole back out, half of it.
Yeah, washed out right under the sand dunes.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw some of that today.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah, it sucks. But, you know, they just got a bunch of money to restore the beach. So we'll see what happens. I guess they're not taking into account rising sea levels or anything. So they're just like, let's throw more sand on it.
That'll fix it.
That'll fix everything. So I would have built a giant wall, but you know.
You know how that goes in this country.
Yeah. So, what was it? So how did you, like before Gator was working here and stuff, you knew who we were. Like how did you come across Audioscape?
Well, I'm a big audio just nerd. Like okay. So story goes, for me, like I started playing music at a really young age, like, you know, 11 or 12. And quickly I like learned, I was like, I wanna record myself because I came up in the MySpace era.
Yeah.
So me too. Like So
I think we all did.
There was just like, you know, like that, those four songs you could upload. That's the coolest thing in the world. Yeah. And like, I mean, in our age and stuff, it's like, if you can like record yourself and then put it up, like, that's kind of like everything. Like, you know, it's like kind of dangerous, you know? I mean, so.
More so now.
Yeah, especially now. But dude, like, so that struck like a really big, like, just passion of mine. I was like, okay, I can play music. I want to learn how to record it. And obviously, as we all know, that is like a rabbit hole, you know, of like, you can just, it's forever. And I fall in and out of cycles as well. But it's a thing. So I felt, you know, really fell in love with the idea of recording music. And I got a laptop and I got Pro Tools when I was a kid and stuff. And then I moved to Los Angeles to become an engineer. That was like my like plan was I was going to go and study like at the Musicians Institute and get a degree in being an engineer. And then I wanted to like show my like music demos to like big time producers and labels. And, you know, that was like how it was going to go down. And it didn't go down that way, but it's all good because... What happened was I started working at a studio that's where I met Duddy. Yeah. And the guy that kind of, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but the guy that I think, you know, he definitely kind of like, you know, helped like what's mentored like me in like studio and taught me like about, you know, what the threshold and the attack and the release and, you know, the difference between like a parametric EQ and you know, what a Pultec does and what an attenuation, all that stuff. You know, he kind of took me to school with that. And I learned so much from that. And then it just, you know, it kind of just kept going. So how'd I find out you to circle back to that?
Yeah.
Matt Instagram ads, a lot of Instagram ads because I'm always looking at gear. I live on Reverb. And I'm always looking at like hardware and stuff, and I just get like, you know, ads or, and eventually like people will buy stuff and you'll see in the studio rack and you'll be like, what the hell? And then after like seeing it, you know, like, I'm not going to lie. At first, I was like, okay, cool. Like, another recreation of a classic. But then I was at my friend Brent's studio in Thompson Station over in Tennessee. And he has a couple of your guys' stuff. He has the decomp limiter and the V60. Is that what it is? The V1290. And, dude, I mean, it was just like a classic, but then on like steroids, you know, and consistent and punchy and like warm and everything that you want, every adjective you can think of. It was just like, okay, awesome. And then I've been on the quest to try and score one, and I can never get them because they're always sold out in seconds. So, well, you know, if you know anybody,
I mean,
brother, we might know a few people.
Might know a few people. I mean, like, because you told me you're after a decomp, right?
Yeah, man, I love that thing.
Well, I mean, if you could stop just taking your bass player out on tour, maybe you'd get one made up for you.
Yeah. Shout out to Gator, man. He's also making those things that we pull out on the road. But no, man, it's been a blessing, you know. I've been able to, you know, travel to some of the greatest recording studios in the world and like and work with some of the greatest minds and just see how people operate and use the same piece of gear differently. And I mean, it's, yeah, definitely led me into a whole world of like music and producing. I mean, me and Duddy have worked on all kinds of stuff. You know, he's got all kinds of, you know, dope ass like records and big hit songs and stuff now because he's cool. But, you know, it's cool, man. Like it's, you know, we're constantly learning and trying to, you know, find new stuff.
That's what it is right there. Yeah. Constantly learning. Every day.
You got to, man. Yeah. You have to.
Nail on the head right there.
You have to. How you grow, yeah. You know?
Yeah, every day. It's like, if you're not learning, you just suck, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. Straight up, man. You know? Yeah, I learn something new every day over at Audioscape. So, you know, sometimes it's shut the fuck up. But
which is a big thing though, man.
I'll tell you what, a lot of people need to learn how to do that.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
That's very true.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you learn where things, you know, are when you walk into them.
Yep. I was like, oh, that's a box of tubes. Okay. Don't do that again. Those are expensive.
Brand new tubes.
From the
50s.
Brand new tubes from the 50s. New old stock, though. That's what we try to.
That's one of the most fun things we do. It's like, oh, look at this date code. It's, you know, here's an RCA from 1957, made in the, you know, third week. You know, yeah. It's like, it's just cool. Yeah.
That's how we like do things. So I mean,
then you put it in the first position, you're like, oh, it's got a little too much hum, gotta use it in the third position,
or too microphonic.
Too microphonic.
Like once I found out about like microphonic tubes, that also changed things for me, because I was like, huh, so that's what's wrong with some of my shit.
I might need to read that article. I got some stuff with tubes that, you know.
Well, yeah, just weird. Like touch it and like
tube selection is such a, yeah, it's such a big deal. And then sometimes people email in, they're like, yeah, can I change the tubes in this? It's like, oh, don't do it. Then the next email is going to be, why is it noisy?
Because they don't play well together. All those ones don't play well together.
See, I would never buy something like that. Like brilliant minds like you guys are putting together for me to just pop open and mess with.
Well, people, they've almost become accustomed with stuff maybe in our price range that, you know, you buy it and you change the tube out because it's got the, you know, the cheap whatever tubes that are thrown in their stock. And that's like sort of the mindset. I mean, when I was, you know, coming up with gear, that's what the mindset was. Yeah. It's like, oh, let me get this, you know, Art MPA Gold and let's change out the tubes.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, let's throw a Telefunken in there and, you know, that's what, you know. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that if that's where your price, you know, brackets at. What, that's a couple $100 preamp or whatever, you know. Yeah. But that's, you know, sort of the mindset. So people, you know, sometimes they think that, oh, let me just, you know, if I get, you know, some gear that I got some money left over, let me see if I can upgrade the tubes. But there's not really, you know, at this point, it just becomes sort of preference. But you better have a good couple hundred tubes.
Yeah. as the former slogan, we are the upgrade.
That's a pretty good slogan.
I don't know. Powered by the Sonic Truth is.
That's a little more, you know, on brand.
Yeah.
On brand. You know.
powered by the Sonic Truth. And then I always tell people, I'm like, we're after your rack space, not your wallets. So, you know, because other companies.
And then they're like, why can't I get it then, Trevor?
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's my birthday,
dude.
Trevor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's my birthday.
It's my birthday. Why can't I get this? why do I have to? I don't know you. Yeah. Why do I have to celebrate you, like, coming into the world?
I'm going to need to see some ID or something, too.
Yeah. Send me an ID. Show me that. Also, Social Security card and... Yeah.
This is the Olive Garden.
And
you know, account number and routing number.
It's your birthday.
And mom's maiden name. Like, let me... Give me all your security questions.
Bitcoin and ETH address, please.
Yeah, dude. No, it's a trip.
So, you were at the studio, over at the studio / headquarters and everything today.
Yeah.
What was your big takeaway from, just seeing, like, I know you were talking about how everybody being a family and everything, but were you surprised to see how small it was compared to?
Yeah, dude, for sure. I thought you guys' outfit was a lot bigger.
A lot of people
which is awesome, too, like... which, you know, you ruining that guy's birthday is actually, I mean, that's a good sign of just like, you know, it's very personal, you know, like it's not like 1,000 people. It's like some huge warehouse, you know, like even though I saw what you guys are moving into, which is freaking rad, but you know what I mean? Like it's just like a giant factory cold, you know, like a million, you know, boxes and people who are just checking in. It's like,
yeah,
that transcends into the product always. It always does. Like, you know, it's like a happy house makes like, you know, happier kids, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Should anyway, who knows? But you know, I
my son's pretty
that's good. What I like to think, like it spills down into like what you guys make, you know, and I mean that's for me, like I'll rock with good gear anyway. If it's awesome, I don't give a shit what you do. Like,
yeah.
That's on you. You're the one got to pay for that in the final day. But hey, I like your compressors, man. But when you got, you know, when you meet people and you know, you guys are really awesome people, and then I got to, you know, take a tour of everything and see how you guys work together, and everything's, you know, just it's cool because it looks like all minds are kind of working together, not like, you know, separated off like you'd imagine it, like Apple or something, you know. Separated by floors and departments, and you can't talk to that guy without talking to this guy. And then, you know, like, I don't know.
No bureaucracy.
Yeah, no bureaucracy. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's got a time and a place for businesses, but I don't know. Like, it seems like you guys are still in touch with, like, you know, the rock and roll aspect of just everything, you know?
Yeah.
Which is what it should be, man. It should be homies hanging out, making shit, you know? That's what I think.
We'll put on track, like, you know, sometimes just listen to a couple different units. Because sometimes, you know, you build things this way, there's a slight variance, you know?
Dude, that sounds so fun.
And yeah, we just sit there and we, at the end of the day, we listen and we're like, oh, yeah, you know, we like this one because of this or that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fun.
Well, if the music career doesn't work out for you guys, we always have a spot with us.
Yeah, I'm down, dude.
Yeah.
I'm down.
I'll make you guys coffee and stuff.
I'm coming for your job, Gator!
Yeah. Gator was Sublime.
Yeah.
There we go.
You go out on that bus, man. I'm going to stay home with my kids.
Or, no. It's not Rome with Sublime. No, it's...
Sublime with Rome.
Okay, so it would be Sublime with Gator.
Sublime with Gator, and then we would do the Gator and
Duddy
project.
Which actually sounds a little cooler than Rome, to be honest.
Sublime with Gator. You might want to check that.
We actually, dude, we have this really cool old tour shirt of, like, it's like a fucking... like a red sports car, like convertible. It's like an old Camaro or something. And an alligator is just chilling with a joint hanging out of his mouth and sunglasses. It says like Sublime with Rome in like lipstick writing. Dang, okay. I'm gonna try and find that for you.
There you go. Make sure.
Gator.
You gotta personalize it for him somehow. Somehow, maybe do another run of it.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Unless it's like a risk of getting sued, then don't.
Dude, I'm done. Those days are over for me.
Oh, the suit, the.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, yeah.
You never
I'm
know.
Just kidding. They're not done for me.
Life's long, man. You never know.
I got some copyright shit that
I don't
plan
know why.
On.
I just piss people off sometimes, and they just want to sue me.
I mean, it happens. It happens. I pissed off a guy for his birthday. So
He might sue you, dog. Now, after watching it.
Emotional duress.
He's going to hear this episode, and he's going to be like, you're batting off me.
Yeah, you know? You're talking about
sue.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you can do that.
Yeah.
This guy talks shit on me online. I'm suing his whole family. Taking him down.
I didn't say him by name.
What all your kids roasted up. He ruined my life.
Please, take them all. Yeah. Take them all. I don't want any of that shit in my house anymore. I'm tired of him not picking up after him. So Atticus, if you hear me, I am going to get... If somebody goes to sue me, you're getting all your toys first. I fucked that whole thing up. All right.
Passion was there.
The passion is there.
Your heart is in the right place. Trying to take away your kids' toys.
Yeah. He'll be like, no. And I'll be like, shut up. I bought them. and your mother. So
I have a question for you guys. How do you come up with what to make next? Like, obviously, there's so much rad shit out there. You know what I mean?
It's like a kid in a candy store.
That's
like,
what I'd imagine, especially after you guys have done so many, like, variety of different pieces of gear. I imagine, like, you got a good lay of land, you know?
It's like a revolving door of products that we're working on all at once. And luckily, getting some more help with that in those areas, you know, we have, you know, a lot of people helping with, you know, PCB design. Ryan, who you met earlier, he does all the mechanical case designs, like the 260VU. Yeah. He designed all that to make it look like the original, which nobody's really done that case design since then. And we got...
It's on the money.
Yeah. Wait till you see what's coming, even with... we're going to release at NAMM. And yeah, we got, I think, three or four we're going to drop this year for new products. So...
Four is in the plan. But, you know.
I'm trying to get some sleep this year. So.
Yeah.
Three to four.
Three for sure. I was trying to get some sleep last night, but here we are. three to four, but yeah.
But it's always, so it's like whatever's sort of being the most agreeable, we're seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, that's what sort of just finds its way. So there's like, you know, there's been some leaks, you know, in the past and stuff we were working on and people know about it on forums. So then like we make a post of sales, like when's the 670 coming, you know, and like just chill. Have you seen the size of this thing? You know,
God, that's hilarious.
It takes time. Like, just everything takes time. There's stuff that Chris has been working on since like before I ever met him. And it's still not out, but it takes
time. It's like making an album.
Yeah. It was,
it's just like compiling a bunch of like, you know, great ideas and sifting through and finding the good ones.
It's exactly like that, yeah.
It may not work now, like, because sometimes like with us, like with songs, like we'll work on a song and then it won't work for that time. Yeah. And then years later, or a piece of it, chunks, lyrics, a melody, you're like, why does that sound familiar? And then like, you know, after you're already recorded, you're like, oh my God, that was like part of an idea that we recorded years ago and never used or something like that. Like that's like...
Yeah, and your mind like sort of subconsciously or whatever rearranged it into, that's...
But that's the, you know, I think that's like, that's the still learning. I get, you know, that's the importance of like continuing to like, you know, still just do new stuff, you know, and try out new things because that's how you're going to be able to, you know.
And that's the environment we like to work in. Like anyone who starts there, you know, you start a new job or you start somewhere, you're afraid to like, you're going to make a mistake. And you're going to make a mistake every day.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's
like
lucky,
writing an
you
album
know?
Right there.
Yeah.
You're going to make a mistake every day in the studio.
Yep.
You'll think you got something cool. You come back in the next day and you listen and you're like, what were you thinking last night?
The whole day.
Yeah. We've had a few days where it was just over there just working on something. And then, what is it? The Golden 58. I think it took like 8 hours to tube roll one of those things one time, like for me, like when I was doing that. Like they just got me away from it. They're like, don't touch that shit. So
we want you over here.
We want you over here. You mean well. We get it.
You guys ever have you ever got like someone dropped an idea that you guys were doing before you? Like when you guys
Yeah.
Especially doing this, there's a lot of times we don't really focus too much on what's out there. We're just trying to follow like what inspires us. And that's, you know, just like with songwriting, you know, it's like whatever. And you, sometimes that'll happen with it. You have a song. Oh, that's a similar chord structure.
Yeah, totally.
You know, and that it just happens. And, you know, sometimes good example is even it wasn't even the same sector. We were going to release the Golden 58 and it was originally it was slated to be called Goldie. And the same year, Summer NAMM 2021, it was a really small Summer NAMM, but of course they were announcing a guitar.
Yeah.
For St. Vincent, you know?
That man, was, that would have got buried in Google, man.
So we named it after the 5879 tubes that are used in it, the Golden 58. So that's where, that's what we did. We sort of adapted that on the fly. So that's an example of where something external did change what we were doing internally because of obviously the name is, you know.
You got to be able to pivot fast, you know. You
And that's key. You're right. You got to be able to.
Got it, man. Yeah. You got to think on your feet.
And I think Audioscape, I mean, like, because like I said, people will reach out and just be like, when's this coming out? When's this coming out? We're not in a race.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to like, sure, we can throw something together and I mean, just to get it up there.
Yeah, so barely why would
we
do that?
We could drop six products right now.
They'd all sell out.
They'll all sell out, but they all will also be coming back to us with an issue.
That was another really cool thing that I honestly thought that I'd go in there and see just like racks of all this stuff. You guys like, everything you guys are making it and turning them, turning them and burning them. Like, which is rad. Like, you know, everything you're working on is already out the door.
It all depends on when you come by too. That shop looks different from week to week.
Yeah.
It's like completely evolving. Yeah.
We also cleaned up a little for you.
Hey man, I know how it goes.
I vacuumed. I moved some boxes out of there. It was fine.
We appreciate it, man.
All on no sleep too.
Well, I got a little bit of sleep, so we're good. Well, I mean, I wake up at it like 7:30, 8 o'clock every morning from my kid, but I can't sleep. I have insomnia, so it just happens. But last night, I finally got to sleep, and then got woken up twice. So one was a great call. That was a great call. The other one was my kid going like, "Daddy, Daddy, I want pizza," and I'm like, and I'm just like, it's fucking 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow,
I'm like, you're gonna starve right now. So, I cooked him a little bit of pizza real quick.
I would have told his ass to go to bed, get out of my room.
I cooked him some pizza, and I was just like, dude, you gotta go back to bed. And he was like, I don't want to go to sleep. And I was like, all right, well, you're staying up by yourself then.
Yeah,
here's the pizza. Here's the TV. Here's a glass of water.
A glass of wine. Just have at it.
No, that would be if Chris woke me up in the middle of the night. Just be like, hey, Trevor, I want some pizza. And I'd be like, all right, well, here's your pizza. Here's your glass of wine.
I'm domesticated.
That's a great way of saying it. I like that.
I'm domesticated?
Yeah.
I'm a little feral myself.
I would try that, but no one would.
That's what happens when you stay at home and work on gear all the time. And, you know.
Yeah, no, if it wasn't for Audioscape, I probably wouldn't leave my house. So, you know, I'm a real homebody. And also this podcast. So, I mean, but also if it wasn't for Audioscape, I wouldn't be on this podcast. So
it's funny. Life's full circle like that sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Beautiful thing.